Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Numbers chapter 32, verse 13 says, "And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was gone." Wow, that's wasted lives. People could have had different lives if they just would have listened to God in the first place. If we choose not to listen to God, we roam the desert. We waste our lives. We do things that we're not really meant to do. God has something particularly for each one of us if we just listen to him. He tells us in the book of Psalms that while we were in our mother's womb, he knit us together. We are people with great purpose. We need to look to God and listen to him so we can achieve the purpose we were intended to achieve. Wasted lives happen. When we don't listen to God, we waste our lives. This is not rocket science, and listening to the voice of God is really not that difficult. We tend to make things complicated that God made easy. We tend to confuse the simple, twist what was straight, and be in a fog on a very clear day. Things are not as hard as we make them. In this case, God told the people they needed to walk. And the promised land could be theirs. Let me say that again. Their job was to walk. Not to fight everybody who came to them, but to walk. Just walk the land and God would take care of it. That's something they could do. That's something they could have done, but they didn't. They made this complicated by trying to figure out how God would do this rather than believing that he would do it. Often, we need to trust God's character rather than God's methods. For his ways are beyond our comprehension. Yet we work so hard to understand the hows that we complicate it. Life doesn't need to be that complicated. We can't understand God and everything he does because we're people. We're the created ones. We're not the ones who created. But God has no limits and he loves us. And he will never ask us to do something we can't do. He asked the people at this time to walk that land. To trust him that he would take care of them being a part of that land one day, but they were afraid to because they couldn't figure out how God was going to work. I'd like to say we all learned our lesson from that. But today, we still suffer from that same problem. We hear what God says, but we make it more complicated than it is. When in reality, God never asks us to do anything complicated. He asks us to trust him. And if I know him, I'll trust him. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.